35-year-old Adur Malong is a mother of three children. She says her husband was detained and his phone was confiscated by men in uniform during their journey from Khartoum to Medeni. She says she's worried about her husband.
In June, we went to Madani to cultivate and my husband was caught. His phone and clothes were taken away from him. In October, he said he should go to Dalani for fear of being killed. He asked me to go home to take our luggage. Dalani was also attacked, and I do not know where he is up to now.
She says a man was removed from their vehicle and killed in their presence.
Up to now, I still recall this experience and feel bad about it. You cannot cry when you see your husband being beaten or killed because they will also kill you.
Aid organizations say tens of thousands of South Sudanese living in Sudan have returned home since Sudan's army and a rival paramilitary group began a brutal conflict last April. Martha Nyalwal, a widow and a mother of seven children, says she nearly lost her life at the hands of warring forces in Sudan. She alleges men in uniform killed two women who refused to give them money.
I was beaten while I was pregnant. They found us at a place where we prepared wine. They asked us to give them money. Some two women among us refused to give them money, and they were shot dead in front of us. I and a certain lady gave the forces some money. They beat us, and I got a chance to escape.
35-year-old Ateng Ajo says her property was burned and a lady helped her with some clothes to cover her baby. She says she has not talked to her husband since October and is worried about his safety.
They beat men. You can even be tortured in the presence of your husband, and he cannot do anything because he does not have any power to protect you. If your husband is not there, you can try your best to escape, but you will still be worried about the welfare of your husband, especially how he will escape. Now I'm worried about my husband.
27-year-old Victor Mayen Majok says he was caught on his way to South Sudan by some soldiers from the warring forces in Sudan. He says he was caught and blindfolded, but a man who knew him saved his life.
We were removed from the vehicle and blindfolded. There was a man from Damazin who saved us. When he recognized me, he told the soldiers that he knew us. That's why we crossed safely. It is through God's help to cross South Sudan. If you do not know anyone, you will remain there.
Majok says many women have left their husbands in Sudan and several men have opted to remain in Sudan due to fear. Voice of America could not independently verify the accounts narrated by individuals in this story. For VOA News, I am Amer Abraham Kwart in Malakal.